Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 11th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in leadership in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled Focus.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. No one can serve two masters, for either she will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to your span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the reign of God and God's righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Plain and simple, we cannot serve two masters. Whether we like the translation of the word master or not, let's not skirt the issue. Jesus is asking us, what will we choose to seek? We can look for what we do not have, what we are hungry for, what will we eat, what will we buy, what will we own. We can seek to look a certain way, what will hide my wrinkles, show my importance, convince others that I'm someone. Or, he invites us, we can seek the reign of God and the righteousness of God in all the hidden and unexpected places. That can be our focus. And with that focus, we are not caught in worry and anxiety. Rather, we become salt and we spice up life so that justice is revealed. We are light and we break into the darkness of personal put-downs and demeaning innuendos so to give flesh to the command to love our enemies. Jesus reminds us, God knows what you need. And God knows we can be what we need for each other to experience the reign of God here and now. The choice, friends, is ours. We can focus on what we do not have but want. We can focus on who we want to be but aren't. Or we can focus on the reign of God alive in us and around us in spite of our worst selves and because of our best selves. We can, in that seeking, unveil the reign of God, invite the reign of God, reveal the reign of God, name the reign of God. God's righteousness, God's love, is all about freedom. We are free to choose. Today, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. Today, on this Saturday, at the end of the 11th week in ordinary time, the reign of God, seek this first, and God's righteousness, justice, mercy, compassion, and all of the other things will be added unto you.